Hey everybody, this is Shane Presley with Rock Paper Podcast to tell you about my friends over at Gaslight Studios in St. Louis, Missouri, right on the corner of Kings Highway and Shaw Boulevard. They come out this weekend on the 13th. You can see Fort Defiance there about 5 o'clock and Music Embryo there about 7 or so. You can come in, check them out. You can watch through the window as they record a live studio session. You can hang out at the bar. They have cold drinks. They have chow next door, so you can get some great food too. Go ahead and head over to GaslightSTL.com. Take a look there. Book a session or a tour and check out the beautiful facilities they have there. Again, GaslightSTL.com, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Also wanted to tell you about my friends over at Music Record Shop at 4191A Manchester Avenue in the heart of the Grove. This weekend is actually their last weekend there. They're getting ready to move locations, moving on to bigger and better. But they have one last in-store performance this Sunday with Carson Mann of the Scandaleros on the 14th. So mark your calendar, come out the 14th, see Carson Mann. And like I said, the last one there at in the Grove. So check out Music Record Shop. Keep up with all of them online to find out where they're going, when the new store is opening up. They're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. MusicRecordShop.com.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
This is Jesse Irwin of the Doc Ellis Band.
This is the son of ill repute, Wayne M. Bowden.
And this is Ryan Kemp with Oak Steel and Lightning. And we'll see you at
Picking up the Hoosaw. And you're listening to Rock
Paper Podcast with Shane Presley.
Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast.
Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri, hanging out outside of Off-Broadway. We got a big show down here tonight with Patrick Sweeney and the Manus Brothers, hanging out with one half of the Manus Brothers, Jake Manus. Welcome to the show, man.
Hell yeah, what's going on, Rock Paper Podcast?
We're waiting for David to show up. He's on the way, and then we're going to hopefully make a big grand entrance. But we want to sit down and talk about Whiskey War Festival, man.
Hell yeah.
Fifth annual.
Our fifth annual.
Yeah.
It's going to be a party.
For sure. So this party is August 20th.
Yep.
And you guys moved it over to the South Broadway Athletic Club this year.
Correct.
So that's first year.
First year in St. Louis proper.
Yeah.
Which I think is a really awesome change for our fifth year anniversary.
Yeah.
So this year we kept the same kind of rhythm going as we've had with the fest. It's going to be the same fest, most definitely. Main differences is that we've got a lot more bands, a lot more stuff added, along with what we've seen in the past.
Yeah.
Is pretty exciting
for sure. Yeah, I'm pretty pumped because I can actually make it this year.
Hell yeah.
I missed out on last year's I want to rattle off a bunch of these names here. We got a pretty crazy lineup you guys put together here. So
yeah.
We got Fister, Cross Examination,
yep.
Sean James and the Shapeshifters,
Fayetteville, Arkansas,
Bug Chaser,
yep.
What's that?
Calliope from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
They'll be here for the fest. I've had them in town quite a few times, and they'll be back shortly after. So really good, doorsy-ish psych rock from Milwaukee.
Okay.
Killer dudes. Killer
band. We got Lungs.
Yep.
River Kittens.
Oh, yeah.
Joshua Powell and the Great Train Robbery.
Absolutely.
Yourselves. Mm-hmm. Brother Lee and the Leather Jackals.
Of course.
The Fights.
From Champaign, Illinois. If you're a fan of the old Capitol Square Dance Club from here in town, the Fights are going to be right up there in that vein of old country that fits pretty well here in St. Louis.
Cara Louise Band,
mm-hmm.
The Wilderness, Old Capitol, W.T. Newton.
Oh, yeah.
And I love that this you say he's from some barn in northern Illinois.
Yeah, well, he's been moving around quite often. You never really know where he's from, actually. Yeah. But he lived here in St. Louis for quite a bit, actually, too. But he's from County Graves. County Graves has played the fest in the past as well. So he's going to be doing his old solo thing. He's got a new record coming out as well through Westport Saloon's record label.
Yeah.
Should be tight.
Then we got Shitstorm.
Oh, yeah.
Fourth City Rag.
Uh-huh.
The Old Souls Revival.
Yep, got to have them.
Langoliers.
Langoliers from straight up Festus, Missouri.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We'll be there August 5th.
Otto and his Honeycombs.
Otto and his Honeycombs, I'm most excited about.
You say they're from outer space.
They're from outer space.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Miss Molly Sims.
Uh-huh.
Boys Club.
Yeah, that's Zach Gibbons' new project.
Yeah.
Pretty excited to see them.
Stephen Holdsworth.
He's going to be doing some political speaking. He's been doing that a lot around town. We wanted to get some more speakers this year. He kind of stuck out the most. He's been doing a lot of that stuff. Talked at Pride Fest and kind of has been doing things like that. So
okay.
I think he's a good ad. I'm excited about this year.
Kenshiros.
Absolutely.
Cave Lizard. Dub mm-hmm. Nub. Nick Gunsman. Gusman.
And the Last Minute Men.
Yeah. And anybody we're missing here?
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Somebody.
We got a bunch of people still. But man, yeah, just I love that there's, you know, obviously all your buddies here locally, but you also
mm-hmm.
you guys do a lot on the road, so you picked up a lot of friends all over the country, and you're bringing them here to town. And
well, this last year we did quite a bit of touring and made a whole hell of a lot of really good friends, you know. And so I mean, this year we kind of tried to really incorporate a lot of our friends, like Josh Powell. We've had him in town quite often.
Yeah, friend of the show.
From Indianapolis. Yeah, been on the show in our backyard, Manis family backyard, actually.
Yeah.
So that was really awesome to be able to put that together. And so, Sean James have been really good to us. Sean James and the Shapeshifters from Fayetteville and the Fights from Champaign. Always been super good to us. Never had the opportunity to have them on the fest. So for the fifth year, you know, it's kind of like all of our friends from when we started in St. Louis. Mm-hmm. All of our friends today, the newer bands in town who've come up, you know, and all of our friends from the road,
sure.
For sure, you know. And there's still a lot of bands that we got 30 bands in this year, and there's still bands in town that we'd love to have that
right.
You just can't fit that many bands on a bill.
Yeah, I was talking to the dudes of Brother Lee
mm-hmm.
About Jekyll Fest and how you guys were a big inspiration for them wanting to do their own thing too, and
uh-huh.
And but that's what I was saying too, is like it's cool to see, you know, people doing this, you know, starting their own festivals or bigger shows and just all these different things. And I, you know, I was telling them about how I recently threw a party for the second annual birthday of the podcast, and you know, I only had enough time to really put like three bands on the bill, and it's
mm-hmm.
like, and there's so many people, other people I wanted to include, and it was just like, man, maybe I ought to throw a festival so I can just throw a big wild party and have a home.
Yeah, well, St. Louis, I mean, we've got a good handful of some really badass festivals popping up. Whoopsie Fest looks like amazing. They have Maps and Atlases on there, one of my favorite bands growing up.
Yeah.
I mean, that's going to be a really killer. Jekyll Fest is popping up. You know, Pooh Fest is there. There's a shit ton of badass festivals in this town that weren't there even two years ago.
Right.
So, I mean, it's pretty exciting, the momentum.
Yeah, for sure. So, this year, you guys also have, Pyro Pizza will be there, right?
Pyro Pizza is going to be there dishing out pizzas. We got the Athletic Club is going to be doing the food this year, is the main food source. And so the big thing about having it at the club, which I'm really excited on, is that they've been and always will be a St. Louis landmark. I mean, that's a place that, you know, my grandpa did boxing tournaments there and, like, worked out there and, you know, and his people, like, hung out there. And it's been, like, a pretty important place in this town, you know. And then, so Kevin Wilkins became the president of there, and he's been a good friend of ours for a little while now. So I'm excited to have him be the president, and working with him putting the festival on this year has been way more of a breeze than it has been in the past. You know, not that the VFW Hall was anything wrong with that. You know, I liked having it out in St. Charles, and the location is, like, immaculate. But I think having it in South City definitely is a place that we need to be for our fifth-year anniversary. I mean, that's where we kind of have cut our teeth as a band, and, like, that's where we got the idea for the fest almost, you know. I mean, it's where all the bands come from, you know. It's, you know, that's where we've done a lot of our growing as a band, so I'm glad to have it there.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, as far as the future goes, I think that we're going to definitely looking at all kinds of different options and, like, exponentially growing, you know, as much as we can. And
sure.
Trying to do as much as we can for the festival and all bands involved and, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah.
All the good stuff.
So you have tickets available online.
Yeah, right? What is that, brown paper bag tickets on there?
Yeah,
this is our first year with physical tickets, which I'm pretty excited about because I always really enjoy saving my tickets.
I've got two shadow boxes full of ticket stubs from over the years, and
hell yeah.
And that's the thing, like, if especially me and yourself too, like as a fan of collecting ticket stubs and things of all these shows and, you know, memories. And but it's like, yeah, we kind of gone to the way with a lot of the physical tickets. Everybody's digitally or, you know, even scanning your phone now in most of the bigger shows and things. So it's but I'm always Ticketmaster. Even when I order tickets through there, I always pay the extra dollar. I can get a ticket stub.
Well, it's a good thing to remember shows by.
Yeah.
I wish a lot of the smaller shows had tickets, but I mean.
Sure. Yeah, most of the stuff I pay is $5 at the door, and I get a hand stamp instead of a ticket. And,
yeah, that's why I'm excited about it. I think it'll be... We had tickets our very first year, but they were just, like, something that we kind of had printed out ourselves just for fun, almost. So this year, we're going to actually have somebody doing it with us, which is going to be pretty exciting, I think.
Yeah. What are we looking at for cost to get in?
For cost this year, we're doing 15.
Okay.
I think, we've done 10 in the past. This year, we have, like, 10 more bands that we've had in the past, and...
So that's like 50 cents a band.
It's about 50 cents a band, which is pretty damn good, I think. The goal for this year was involving as many of our friends as we can. And, you know, having the touring bands out there, I hate to leave them hanging, you know, and, like, definitely want to, like, make it worth it while to be there in whichever way that we can. You know, it's a big reason why we do the compilation, to have something to, like... In the past, we've done the compilation. Every band who plays the fest is on it. And we usually break even at the fest and then take the rest out on the road with us when we go on our own tours. And, I mean, that's the perfect thing to hand to a door guy or, like, somebody who, like, just wants something to remember you by. And then you also get a good taste of many of, like, the best bands, in my opinion, in St. Louis, and as well as our good friends from out of town. So I really enjoy having that physically, you know, around with us to kind of, like, give out and help in that way and shit, you know.
Yeah.
Which, you know, feels good to try and do stuff like that.
Definitely. Is that what you guys are working on with Gaslight too?
So we've been doing every Friday at Gaslight. We did last Friday, this Friday, and then the next two. The 12th is going to be when me and David as the Manus Brothers go in to do our session. And it's pretty much just set up to be, we've booked as many of the bands that are playing the fest on there that could make it out to record some tracks that are going to be on the compilation. We did a covers track with Brother Lee, so it'll be kind of like a mixture of like a bunch of different bands kind of collaborating on some songs. And just kind of messing around and getting as much as we can. You know, we have like a 2-3 hour time slot there, and it's a good place to kind of congregate and meet up, pick up some flyers, you know, if you want one, or, you know, get some information or anything you need, just kind of hanging out and having a good time and building up hype for the fest, I guess, is like the main reason or whatever, you know, trying to bring new faces into Gaslight, which is actually a pretty awesome thing to have here in town. I mean, we went in and did When I Get Mad by the Retards for a compilation that Rick Giordano from Lion's Daughter is putting together for the Humane Society. And that show will be September 3rd at FUBAR. which turned out amazing, and I was really surprised, like, to see how awesome that their studio sounds, the equipment they're using, their engineers they have, and just a fun experience, like, cutting a track live with an audience, you know? I mean, I don't know if I would want to do that for an entire album, but for something like a track like that, or, you know, just, like, anything, just kind of live cuts, really awesome opportunity to have here in town.
Yeah, definitely, man. I've been trying to tell people, as many people as I can, about them. I think it's something really cool, and need to get more people involved with it. And
oh, absolutely.
So, yeah, check out the Gaslight over there on the Kings Highway and Shaw Boulevard, GaslightSTL.com. Set up some time over there. But, yeah, they're sponsoring the festival, right?
They're sponsoring the fest. They're running our side stage inside, which is super awesome, really helpful. We have them. We have Defiance Whiskey. Has always been great. You know, they usually have a booth and are, like, kind of handing out some shots and really helping out the bands, you know, with all their problems that they need to need a little bit of that Defiance Whiskey. Schlafly is the third sponsor. I mean, they're awesome, you know. They're always super rad, helping us. Yeah. You know, I just picked up some flyers they had printed for us and, you know, been getting them out. But, yeah, we have a really good group that I'm excited about. Being our fifth year, you know, I mean, we've had some, like, talked to a bunch of different people and kind of started to find what works the best and, you know, people who are excited about it and all that.
Definitely.
So it feels nice having, you know, stuff that at the first fest wasn't all together is now.
You want to join us?
Oh, yeah.
Gotta get the sound.
Here he is.
Set up pretty soon. Yeah. But no big deal.
Yeah, we're just wrapping it up.
Right on.
And, Mr. Dave is in here now.
Right on.
Dave Manus, welcome back to the show, man.
What's up?
We were telling everybody you were coming here, man, and I'm glad you didn't.
On you.
Glad you didn't let him down.
Right on. I am here. It's the grand entrance.
Yeah.
That's what's been going on.
We're just talking about some Whiskey War Festival going on, 5th annual.
Yeah.
August 20th.
What do you think about it, David? What are you most excited about this year?
I don't know. It's going to be like a circus. I think we got the most bands we've ever had, and then the lineup is intense. I think it's going to be the most rowdy year. I'm just pumped about the lineup.
Yeah. Yeah, we were talking about, man. We got a pretty sweet lineup there. A lot of great bands. I mean, I don't know as much about the touring groups that you guys have, but everybody locally, man, they're a bunch of my favorites. So it's...
Oh, yeah, man. Having Bug Chaser, I'm really super excited about. I mean, they're a party on their own. We just went up to Tulsa with those dudes and had one of the most fun nights we've ever had on tour, honestly.
Yeah.
Super, super solid.
For sure.
Oh, yeah.
Well, so again, you can check out, what is it, WhiskeyWarFestival.com?
WhiskeyWarFest.com, something like that.
Okay. So you can go on there. You can see the full listing. Of course, you can. There's a link there to your tickets. You can get tickets at brownpapertickets.com. And there's an official Facebook event. You can RSVP and check out the killer poster, man. That was Killer Napkins, right?
Yep. Dude, Jason Spencer, yeah. Killer Napkins. He did the promo poster, this cat with an alien driving a cat, putting together a Rubik's Cube. It's like,
yeah, he's been with us since the first year. Doing stuff 5 years ago.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah,
he's been getting a little weirder every year and fits
our homeboy.
Fits a little more every year, you know, perfectly.
Yeah. So, those posters look good, man. I'm going to have to get me one of them.
I'm going to scoot in.
Yeah.
I don't want to piss off.
Yeah. But yeah, we'll wrap this thing up. Thanks, guys. Appreciate you taking
thank
a minute
you,
out. And we'll
you
see you August 20th.
Badass.
Rock Paper Podcast, y'all.